But, you know, to your point, though, about the pendulum swings, that we've seen that with, you know, the women's feminist movement. We've seen that with so many movements over the years, you know, conservative and liberal and on and on. You know, I guess we do have to accept the fact that we are in a dualistic experience here on this planet. And yet, how can we serve the greatest number of people in the highest way? And part of what I think about sometimes is they say that the shift, you heard many people talk about the shift in 2012, was it December 21st, 2012? And I was a real student of learning as much as I could about that, too. I thought it was fascinating that the Mayan calendar was ending. I didn't know exactly what that all meant. Some people thought that was the end of the world. And then, of course, we learned that it is an astrological shift. That's all it is. We're going from the age of Pisces, which was more masculine in its expression, into the age of Aquarius, which is more feminine. So we go from the more masculine Pisces, which was based on logic and matter and hierarchy and many of those kinds of attributes. And then in this new astrological age of Aquarius, it's more about spirit and flow and collaboration and love, and things that in the past were sometimes thought of as weaknesses are now being shown to, I think, what they will end, we will end up seeing that these attributes of collaboration and compassion and kindness and all of these attributes that are considered to be feminine, they will benefit us all. And as I said earlier in the conversation, I think we all would agree, we have both masculine and feminine attributes within each of us. So I think it's really a matter of developing the highest version of those attributes and then expressing ourselves in the world that way, and then everybody's fine. And then there is no need for there to be a hierarchy of this group over that group of anything. So, yeah, I think it's an extraordinarily exciting time to be alive. I really, truly do. I believe there are more awakened people on the planet now than at any other time in history. And, you know, we hear a lot about those who seem like they're slumbering, who seem to come at the world as though they're unconscious. We hear a lot about that now. And yet, I don't believe that's the majority of people. I know it's not. And the idea is to hold the space, hold the sacred space for goodness to prevail and kindness and respect and all of the things that make us feel really juicy and good on the inside.